to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. I always like to welcome you and greet you as you have a seat at the table here on the Edge. We have a very skilled hypnotherapist with a passion for helping people with anxiety and stress. We all experience some sort of angst every day, some people more than others. And so we need to be able to work through that. And I have some great hypnotherapists and psychotherapists that come on the show to share their skill and expertise in the work that they've done. Jackie Fosek is amazing. She's passionate. She's an advocate for self-care. She has worked one-on-one with clients for over 35 years to cultivate greater health and well-being. Jackie combines extensive experience in hypnotherapy with her background as a registered dental hygienist. We're going to talk about that too, Brains, how to keep your teeth and your mouth clean. Making her is very unique, and she's qualified. She's empowered. She wants to heal people, and she wants to teach people how to heal themselves. Jackie founded Healing Hypnotherapy in 1999. And again, that's to help people of all ages access their everyday wisdom, their inner wisdom to heal themselves. So I want to welcome her here on the Edge with me and you, Brains. Show her a big, pretty smile, sit up straight, and get ready for Jackie Fosek. Did I say that right? Fosek?
Fosket.
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 I don't know why I'm tap dancing with that, but I got it now.
That's
how
okay.
You doing, Jackie? Welcome to the Edge, baby.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you, April, for having me on the show. And hello, Brains. I am honored to be here. What an honor. Thank you.
Well, you know, the pleasure is ours and the honor is ours, because when people dedicate their life unselfishly to do work to help others, be it in with yoga, be it with breathing techniques, be it with hypnotherapy, whatever it is, it really takes a lot of skill, it takes a lot of patience, and it takes a lot of self-discipline. How did you find those skills and decide that being a hypnotherapist is where you wanted to lend your voice to in the world?
Ah, interesting question. Yeah, it started basically a long time ago. I was always interested in the mind-body connection from way back, even when I was a teen. And then it's interesting. I just always thought that there's kind of more than just what we see. And so I had that curiosity. And when I was living in Switzerland, and I lived in Switzerland because of my dental hygiene career, I had the opportunity to work for a Swiss dentist. Yeah, it was really great. And when I was there, I was really focused on my inner self, because I was in a foreign country and I was dealing with all those challenges that one has to deal with, and I was on my own. And so I was reading Shakti Gawain. Some people may be familiar with her work called Creative Visualization, and that really helped me get through my initial few months of acclimating to a new country and living in a new country and working in a new country. And and it was through that work in that time that I said to myself, I am going to do something else when I get back home. And so I thought I was going to be in Switzerland for 2 years. I loved it so much. I was there for 4 years. So when I got back to the States, I started doing some other education for myself. And one of them was a holistic health counselor and educator certification program, and it had hypnotherapy in it. And I also did a health administration course to get my bachelor's degree. But it was the holistic health counselor that really stuck with me, the hypnotherapy part. And when my husband and I met my husband during this time, and when we moved up to Washington State, I, at that point, was practicing dental hygiene about 20 years, and I thought, you know, this is the time for me to make some changes. And I found a school here where I did a six-month training for hypnotherapy and opened up my own business. So that's how, there's that long story of how I got there. But, you know, the thing is, April, what's so important, and I think, you know, a lot of your listeners may resonate with this also, is that this was something that just resonated with me in general, right, even before I was a hypnotherapist. It was, you know, in my career as a dental hygienist, and even before that, I was always looking to do some inner work. So I helped my hygiene patients, even before I became a hypnotherapist, I would help them and guide them through like a meditation while they were in my chair. And then later on, as I was... Yeah,
that is
of course,
important,
because
you know, because I'm telling you, to be in a dentist chair is very frightening for a lot of people. Some people get so much anxiety that they don't want to go to the dentist, and they fail to realize that your oral hygiene is equal to, if not greater than, you know, anything that you can see external or, you know, heart disease, because you can have a heart attack because you have poor oral hygiene. And getting someone to be comfortable before they get a root canal or before they go in for basic cleaning, you know, all of those things are, it takes a certain skill. So I know that my hygienist is really calming. You know, they create the scene for you. Now they give you headsets and they paint the ceiling. But for you to be able to have that kind touch and to be able to work with people through that, I think that that is really incredible. You're also a mindset coach. So when we talk about, you know, mind, body, spirit, what are you really outlining to your clients when you tell them that I'm a mindset coach? How are you setting their mind?
Well, yeah, yes, I call myself a hypnotherapist mind coach, and because really what we're working for, or maybe another way to say it, is when people are coming in to see me for hypnotherapy, they're looking to change a problem. And so if they're wanting to change a problem, they're in a certain mindset already. They're in the mindset of the problem. What my job as a hypnotherapist is to get them into a new mindset, is to open their minds to another way of looking at it. And as a hypnotherapist, and just in general, I find that this is so true, that we really have that information within us. So it's about tapping into those inner resources to have the mindset of what the goal is, what somebody wants to achieve, what the results are that they want, and to be able to continue. It's not just like getting to the finish line and then that's it. It's about continuing on in life of with this mindset that's going to be working for you instead of against you.
Absolutely. And being
so
able to set clear boundaries for yourself as well as others. That's a part of that too, because so many people fall victim to that, you know. They just go for the okey-doke and some trickery. That's my favorite $25 word is trickery. Because, again, people will get you caught up, have you spend up in a situation, and you won't know your head from a hole in the ground. So it's really, it's very important that we structure that. Now, in the world of hypnotherapy, it's all the rave now. It's one of the biggest modalities as far as holistic healing and spiritual healing and cleansing that people are really going to. Why do you think that this is so prevalent right now in the 21st century?
Well, I think people are learning more about hypnosis and are learning that it's not something woo-woo or out of the realm of every ordinary person to be able to access. We kind of go into trance states all the time anyhow, you know, and a lot of times our job as hypnotherapists is to detrance somebody or dehypnotize them into their beliefs that are not serving them, right? Yeah,
right,
really
right.
And truly. So people are, you know, and we could attribute some of that to, you know, the big www. There's so much information out there now, and more
right.
and more people are seeing, oh, this can really help, and it's a matter of focusing within, and it's a matter of somebody taking control of your mind, which was the old myths that would prevail about hypnosis. And so it's about empowering people to take charge of their own lives, and I consider myself like a Sherpa. You know, I'm leading them to the place, but they have to take the steps themselves.
Right.
So that's what, you know, a skilled hypnotherapist is going to do, is really guide the client to the place that they can find those answers themselves. And sometimes some people need a little bit more guiding. You know, the shepherd
right.
may have to, you know, hold their hand up the one, you know, area that's a little steeper or something. But nonetheless, they're doing the work themselves.
And, you know,
and I really think it's prevalent now that people understand that a lot more.
And it's that 95% of the subconscious mind that we never tap into. I mean, brains, think about it. You're going to meet probably 15 different people or 15 different aspects or 15 different new characteristics or 15 different joys or unlock 15 different just amazing things through this type of work. Psychotherapists use a lot of hypnotherapy as well. And I know that this is probably not your expertise, but what I'm hearing these days in the world of therapies is they're going into psychedelics. They want to make mushrooms legal. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I know.
yeah.
We don't have to self-disclose.
Yeah, right.
But it's really,
you know,
big
think,
now. It's really big.
Yeah, I think they're finding that there is, and research will support that there's a lot of benefit on in a controlled environment of using the mushrooms or certain drugs to enhance that part of our mind, or we could say our brain, and then that connects right into the mind, of that really can see things on a, I'm going to say, a, like an elevated level, you know, which is what happens when you go into hypnosis too. It's an inner focus, and that's what I call it all the time. It's an inner focus, but that inner focus is also going on a higher level. It's kind of like an objective place, opposed
right.
to being caught up in the story. You're able to see it from a different place, and that's what some of these drugs are doing. And so I suppose, I don't know, but I suppose that if they're done in a controlled environment, you know, at
right.
the right dose, that somebody's not freaking out, then it could be
right.
beneficial for people, that they can, you know, learn things about themselves and see things in a different perspective. But, you know, and truthfully, April and Brains, I think that if you can do that work on your own and use your own inner wisdom with tools like self-hypnosis or guided hypnosis, and having your guided hypnosis Sherpa help you on the journey, that's probably the best way to do it, so that you're
right.
not reliant upon something else.
Right, reliant upon that, or actually have a bad trip. You know, you get somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like life without a GPS now. You know, you get somewhere and you don't know where you are and you don't know how to get back.
That's right. Yes.
And that is not a
cute
look.
I know, I often
look.
Wonder, how did I used to get around without my GPS?
Right.
My Google
right.
Maps.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So you've taken all this knowledge and wisdom and power. You've created a book and also a workshop. Share with my brains a little bit about both of those.
Okay, well, I created a book called The Stress Relief Toolbox for Women
wow.
who Take Care of Everyone But Themselves. And so you, April, might ask, and Brains, you might ask, why did she say for women who take care of everyone but themselves? Because My answer is that I really discovered working with so many clients over the many years that I've been doing hypnotherapy and in my dental hygiene practice as well, when people would talk to me and tell me about their lives, it's so often it's the women who are taking care of everyone else and leaving themselves as last on the list. And they're getting overwhelmed, they're getting stressed, they're getting angst, you know, about what to do. They're taking care of children, they're taking care of parents. And so they're forgetting about themselves. And it's the old story about putting on the oxygen mask to be able to help others in a situation where you need oxygen, such as the plane.
Right.
If you don't put the oxygen mask on for yourself first, you're not really going to be so useful for the others. You may have a little bit there for you, but then, you know, once you run out of oxygen, you're done. And so that's why taking care of ourselves is so important, that self-care aspect. It doesn't mean we're selfish. It just means we can be so much more present and available for people if that's what we choose to do, because women have a very nurturing aspect, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just when it goes overboard, when we over-nurture, when we're, you know, wondering how everybody, you know, in our neighborhood and our family and their families and more are doing, and we're concerned about it in our head, and it's taking up a lot of space and energy, that's when it's not good. And so this
right.
book is designed to give women, and it works for men too, tools that are quick to get out of the stress like that when it happens, because, you know, there's something externally triggers us, we get stressed out. Well, you can stay in that state, or you can choose to say, oh, I'm going to just take a moment or two, three, and really breathe deeply down into my belly. Or some of the other tools that I have, using pressing your fingers together as you inhale and then releasing on the exhale. And it just takes the focus away from all that stress. It gives you more oxygen, brings in more, you know, even momentarily some relaxation into the muscles. And it allows the brain, the prefrontal cortex, to be able to think better. When we're stressed out and in anxiety, we don't think right. And so when we have tools to be able to stop it like that, we're in a much better place. And that's why I did that. I have two sections of the book for quick stress relief needs, and then to actually build a foundation, what I like to call is the inner calm foundation. So we do some tools, some practices, some rituals, one might say, or just things that we do in life that build that foundation so that we're not as triggered as easily. Or
right.
When we are, we really get out of it a whole lot faster, no matter what the tools, and that our lives are on a path that feels more in control, in charge, and more expansive and enlivened instead of burdened down by stress and anxiety.
Now, I know that you have a large client base, but have you ever worked with children or young teens, young adults? You know, I'm seeing a lot now also that they are incorporating meditation and yoga and mindfulness.
Yeah.
And
isn't that great?
Teaching them about relationship currency. And younger children, we're talking about, you know, 7
yeah.
to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever worked with children?
Yes, I have, and more so recently in the last couple of years. And they're really a delight to work with. The younger ones, particularly, you know, under like 12 and 13, once we get into the teens, they're also a delight, but then we're into a little bit of a different mindset. And but younger children, their imagination, they haven't been battered down in their imagination. So we can really utilize that imagination and support them in discovering what the change is for themselves, but in a playful and an imaginative way. So, children are great to work with.
Is there an awakening, do you think, that they can achieve at such an early age? I mean, you know, Everyone
yeah.
may not agree, Brains,
yeah.
and you don't have to agree, but I do believe in past life regressions, and I do believe in reincarnation. And do you think that children might be able to have some of those experiences as a learning in a hypnotic state?
You know, they could, but I haven't gone there, and I don't think it's necessary. It might come up, but I think it's basically about, you know, giving them the empowerment is really a good word here, to feel like they can take some charge over whatever their problem is, because, you know, they're young and they're being basically controlled by adults, and you know, depending on what the issue is, you know, they may feel out of control and that they have no control whatsoever. So when we give them some tools and some means to be able to discover the through their imagination, tapping into their subconscious, of how they can resolve those problems for themselves, then they're empowered and then they feel good. So whether or not they need to revisit a past life, I don't go there, but they might, in, you know, with other hypnotherapists, or, you know, depending, you know, where the session is taking them. And usually with children, they don't really go into deep trances like maybe adults do. They can be wide-eyed and open-eyed and jumping around and playing. It's what you know, it's how you're talking to them and what you're saying, and some of the suggestions that are being given, and maybe having them make up a story for themselves, like, you know, if this problem, you know, if you could pretend that this little doll had this problem that you know, maybe we call it a different word than a problem, have this issue, you know, that you're having, what do you think might help them? You know, so then you're letting them, giving them permission to come up with a solution. So it's little things like that we can do with children. And unfortunately, there does seem to be a little bit more anxiety in children these days. Is it because of all the expectations that parents?
And,
yeah.
And it's bad.
Yes, there
it's
is. Yeah,
bad.
I was trying
now,
to be
know,
light
once upon
with
a time. Once upon a time,
yeah.
a child was just rambunctious. You know, they were a little anxious. They were a little bad. Now, unfortunately, they're being medicated, you know, they're being misdiagnosed. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that are going on, not all the time, you know, and sometimes there are cases where that's necessary. But, again, incorporating these different modalities, and I think you gave a brilliant, brilliant answer to that question, because it was an ambiguous question, and it's something that I think needs to be brought up. So many people are looking for options. They're looking for choices. I mean, you know, with medical options and disciplines, all of that with children. So I think that was a fantastic answer, and I want to thank you for that. Tell us a little bit about what goes on inside your workshops.
Well, I do several. I do workshops that are based on my book. And so I have done over the last 4 or 5 years, well, let's see, maybe not that long. I published my book in 2015. So I've been doing some workshops at the YMCA. I just did one at our local library. So I have my PowerPoint. People that are there get to participate. They learn some basic tools. I give like 5 basic tools and then a few extra, and one of them is healthy boundaries, which you mentioned earlier, April, which is so important that we really recognize that. And they have a little worksheet, and so they get to, you know, actually really participate and understand how these tools can work for them. And then I have done an online program, again, based on my book, and I haven't done one recently, and I'd love to do another one, because I just find that, you know, I can reach out to people from all over, and we can be online, we can have these conversations, it can be a small, intimate group, it can be bigger. I'd like to also, one of the things I'm looking to do in the future is to put my course on an online venue so people can do it at their own pace. Some people like to do that. Me personally, I like to be on a live call, but a lot of people I'm finding, especially, you know, people in their 30s and 40s and have families and busy, they like to be able to access it on their own time. So I think that's really the next step for me to take, is to bring that online for people to be able to access it. So, yeah, I've done workshops on the holiday stress. You know, so you can see the theme here, you know, a lot of stress.
Exactly. Stress and anxiety.
You know.
It touches every part of our life. And people go, they go from a flicker to a flame. You know, I think when I was in China, we were with our driver in the car, and when people blow the horn at you, other people would wave and they would smile. And I asked my driver, I said, "What's that all about?" And he goes, "Because you've avoided a conflict. You didn't hit their bicycle. You didn't run over their duck. You didn't hit them at the car. Maybe you were distracted at the light. And it's okay. That's why they put a horn in the car, to signal you." So, again, anything can just turn people, you know, upside down. And I held that close to my heart. So now when people blow the horn at me, I wave, I smile, I thank them, because I have avoided a conflict.
That's great.
And it's a big aha moment, you know, and there's so much stress. But if people, again, just stop and just take a deep breath, like you said, hold your fingers, inhale, enjoy that moment, the exhalation, you know, that was the very first gift that we received in life, was the breath. And we need to honor that. You honor that through different practices. I know that you are a strong advocate of yoga. And you do some audio training as well as breathing. So I know that those are modalities that you also incorporate in your training and in your work with hypnotherapy. Is that correct?
Yes, I have audios available on my website for in my little store. And and the other thing, talking about trainings, is I teach a class called hypnobirthing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been teaching that for going on 20 years now, close to 20 years, and I've been teaching at a local hospital, and this is all about empowering women to be connected into their bodies, to know that their bodies know how to birth, and to support their bodies in knowing what they know how to do, with specialized breathing tools, with expectations that are different than the mask consciousness expectations that birth is horrible. So we give them a different expectation that it can be beautiful, it can be gentle, and the partners get to have a real active role in helping the mom to be get into her zone. So, we do self-hypnosis. They learn self-hypnosis. They utilize visualization. So there's many different aspects to that, the program. And, it's a wonderful, and it's very, very, for me, just being in the presence of these moms, couples that are expecting, it's a wonderful feeling because they're bringing a new life in. And so we're going to celebrate that life. And we want it to be as joyful and easy as possible. So, you know.
And mindful.
Why not?
Mindful.
Yes,
they
and
have
mindful.
To realize
exactly.
That you are doing the work of the Almighty. This is, you know, we are just the conduits. We're the vessels. But this started long before us, and you know it's going to last long after. You are a wealth of information, Jackie. I just really appreciate you so much. Tell my brains how to get a contact with you, how to get a copy of your book, and how to go online and, you know, download some things from your store, because I know you have some wonderful things there.
Where would you like me to start? My email is a good place. Perhaps.
That's a good
Jackie?
Place to start, right.
Okay, Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, at Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Foskett, F as in Frank, O-S as in Sam, K-E-T-T.com. So the email is Jackie at JackieFoskett.com. My website is HealingHypnotherapy.com. And on the website, you will find other ways to contact me as well. And on the website, you will find my my blog posts. On the website, you will find my store. as well as if you wanted to inquire about doing any work remotely or in person, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, you can find all of that on my website.
Brains, I need you to tune in and get turned up to what Jackie Fawcett is doing. She's doing incredible work. You know, we have great healers here on the edge. I want you to leave some comments. I want you to go in, check out, buy some books, listen to her audios, really connect with my brains. I do a lot of research. I reach out to people. I only want to bring you the best and the brightest because you deserve it. I want you to be well. Thank you so much for being here on the edge with me. Jackie, I really, really appreciate you and I value you. Please come back and keep us updated as to what's going on, okay?
I will, and thank you so much for having me on your show, April, and thank you, Brains, for listening. I appreciate it. And I forgot to mention, the book is on Amazon, The Stress Relief Toolbox. Thank you very much.
Definitely. And, Brains, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put the link there because I want you to purchase it. You know, it's very, very important that we support the people that come on our show because they're giving to you. They've dedicated their life to that. So thank you. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk, iTunes, Mixcloud, Spotify. We are everywhere you are. Until we talk again, may you have a peaceful, blissful, blessed day. Bye, Jackie.
Bye. Bye-bye, Brains. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love it when they call you Brains. Bye, guys.